نحمده ونصلي على رسول الله الكريم وما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سل البردين دخل الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعد ما أماتنا وإليه النشور. Come closer, brothers. MashaAllah. This is a noble gathering. There's a lot of gatherings today in the world. There's a lot of get-togethers today in the world. But this is the best gathering among the gatherings of dunya, etc. and whatsoever. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu likes most, of which we just read our Farz Salah, Fajr Salah, of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, whosoever reads Fajr Salah with the Jama'at is the same as if he spent the whole night in the ibadat of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. In another narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, whosoever reads Fajr Salah with the Jama'at is the same as if he is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. We are in فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ, the protection of Allah. We are in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whosoever reads Fajr Salah with Jama'at, not only protection, whosoever tries to harass him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu will throw him into the hell. Respected elders and beloved brothers, all these fadais, all these benefits we must put in front of us, respected elders and beloved brothers. For this, if we need to open a business today, the first thing that we make put into account is, how much must I get at the end of the day? But this is Farz Salah, of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the benefits of which we get after every Farz Salah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, respected ulama, beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, He is the one who created the whole kaun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, and no one else can create like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sustainer, and no one can sustain like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protector, and no one else can protect like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver, and no one can give like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Few minutes ago, we were in dark night. Now, the sun is almost rising. This is the qudrat and the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of which, if you want to do that small door today, it makes noise while we are opening. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, when He's changing night to day, there's no remote. There's no door of which you can just open Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala systems just change. Kun fayakun. Everything on this world, everything on this earth just move with a command and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected ulama, elders and beloved brothers. For this, the sun rises with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is set with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla jalaluhu is samad, is totally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala independent. The whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they need Allah jalla jalaluhu, of which Allah is sufficient for all His creation, respected elders and beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, He is the one who created the sky above us without any potholes, without any poles, without any renovation, without any painting, without any fixing. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected elders and beloved brothers. Allah jalla jalaluhu, He is the one who created the ocean which surrounded us. The water will never decrease and the water will never increase, of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, He put salt in it. It's not me and you. We put the whole salt in the world into the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and the power is this, respected elders and beloved brothers. Look at the rivers which are following. The river's water, they are drinkable. You can cook with it, but the one of the oceans is too much salt in it. And this one you can drink and do whatever you want on it. This is the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows the depth of the ocean. How many fishes are living inside there? Not only fishes, how many creations are there inside the ocean, inside the rivers, inside the wells? Knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who knows this earth that you are walking on it. There is six more down. What is the lowest earth? What is inside there? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees and knows what is inside there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected elders and beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, look at the mountain. What is inside that mountain? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how many mountains on this world, how many trees on this world, how many trees on each tree that grows on the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many leaves are green and how many leaves are dry, and how many leaves are falling with the permission and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah jalla jalalu, respected elders, ulama and beloved brothers. For this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us in three darkness of layers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has don't need any light. But we today, if you are fixing a small place, you look for a torch, you look for lights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anywhere, any place, any time, anywhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is in control of everything, respected elders and beloved brothers. For this, respected ulama, elders and beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give us the greatest bounty on this earth. So this greatest bounty is the kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. La khaliq illallah, la malik illa Allah, la razir illa Allah, la hafid illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah. Myself I cannot do, my people cannot do, my knowledge cannot do, the whole universe cannot do. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, He is the doer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the maker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the fashioner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is La ilaha illallah. To negate everything, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected elders and beloved brothers. My bank balances cannot do, my doctor cannot do, my people cannot do, myself cannot do, my knowledge cannot do. Only one Allah, the one who created the sky above us without poles, the one who created the earth that we are walking on it, the one who created whatever in between, the one who created us in 3 layers of darkness, this is the Rabb, this is the Allah, this is Malikul Mulk, and He is the only one who is in control of this world, respected elders and beloved brothers. So this conviction of the Kalima, La ilaha illallah, must come to our heart, respected elders and beloved brothers. La, to negate everything, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This connection is needed, respected elders and beloved brothers. The Sahaba, they understood this. Our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he corrected their yaqeen 9 to 13 years. That is what the ulama says. He was just correcting their yaqeen, not to look right, not to look left, not to look up, not to look down. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their link was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever they need, they used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected elders and beloved brothers. We are the ummati of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba, we can't reach them, but we are supposed to follow their way, the way our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed them. If we follow there, we'll be successful on this world, we'll be successful in Qabir, and we'll be successful on the hereafter, and standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be successful, respected ulama, elders and beloved brothers. For this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something to this effect: whosoever says La ilaha illallah when he is departing from this world, dakhal al jannah, is already in Jannat, respected elders and beloved brothers. This hakikat is needed today. It must come to our heart. Not the money, not the house, not property, not family, not friend, only Allah must come into my heart, must come into the ummati of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what is needed, respected elders and beloved brothers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba, jadidu imanukum, renew your iman. Then they ask, O Nabi of Allah, how can we renew our iman? Say, akthiru min qawlihi la ilaha illallah abundantly. Daily, we must say La ilaha illallah. This will affect our intention. This will correct our yaqeen. Then, whatever calamity comes, then we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected elders and beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The ulama, they says, لِيَعْبُدُونِ means لِيَعْرِفُونِ, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Wherever we go, we see there will be no sun that rises in South Africa, and there will be no other sun that with rises in Somalia today. The same sun that rises from east and sets to west is the same sun that is rising all over the world. There is not only one sun. There is only one moon. The same stars we see here is the same stars we see all over the world. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected ulama, elders and beloved brothers. For this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of mankind, is our guide, is our way to go to the nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who showed us how and where, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Nabi says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these things he never, is not his idea or from his own suggestion or from his own pocket. This is the wahi. Allah's kalam says, in huwa illa wahyu yuha. This is a wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's our guide, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi says something to this effect, man ahaya sunnati faqad ahabbani, wa man ahabbani kana ma'iya fil jannah, o kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Whosoever brings life, my sunnat, then he loves me, and whoever loves me, ma'iya fil jannah, we'll be together in Jannah, respected ulama, elders and beloved brothers. So what is the first thing? The first thing is we must follow his sunnah. How to sleep, how to sit, how to walk, how to eat, how to dress, how to cut our hairs, how to cut everything. Everything must be according to the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Nabi says something to this effect, La falaha wa la najaha illa bi tariq Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other path that will be successful only in the way and the lifestyle of our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for these respected elders and beloved brothers, the first thing that we are supposed to follow is of the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of which again is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him is the salah. The five farad salah daily we must read in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the exact time is a command from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to withdraw from the treasury of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this is to differentiate a Muslim and a non-Muslim. That is the salah, respected ulama, elders and beloved brothers. Our salah must be in devotion, sincerity. We must be khushu wa ghudu whenever we are reading our salah. Not the salah that the body is here and the qalb is in the shop. There is an incident that happened of one of our Somalian brothers. There was a certain day, it was Asr time, they were reading the Asr Salah in one of the masajids. The Imam Sam, it was Asr, the Imam Sam, he was the one who was reading the Salah. Then he only read three rakats of Salah. Our Somalian brother, he was among them. He was among the musallis there. Then when the Imam Sam read three rakat of Salah, he says, Salam alaikum, salam alaikum. Then the brother just came to the Imam. Imam Sam, today, what's going on? Asr Salah, today is it only three rakats? Then the Imam Sam asked him, what's going on? What's happening? Why are you saying three? Then he says, Imam, today we only read three rakats of Salah. Then the Imam asked him, how did you know that we only read three rakats of Salah? Then he said, Imam Sam, let me tell you one thing. This, whenever I say Allahu Akbar, I am counting and packing in my first shop. The second rakah is my second shop. The third rakah is my third shop. Now you just say, Assalamu alaikum, when I was counting and packing in my third shop. Before I reach the fourth chop, this is our salah, respected elders and beloved brothers. The salah must be wal khushu wal ghulu. That is the salah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs. Then at any given time, respected elders and beloved brothers, we must know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me at any given time. This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our life must be the deen. Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, if someone wants to start a certain thing or a certain business, he must study the sharia of it the first time before he do any other thing. Like today in South Africa, they just tell us you must have the CK, you must have SARS, you must have a public health certificate, etc., so on and so forth. And this thing is in our deen. It has started 1,446 before it has started these things, respected elders and beloved brothers. We must have the knowledge of the deen. We must know what my Rabb needs me at any given time. Anyone who strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to learn the deen of Allah Jalla Jalalu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him his way to Jannat. At any given time, we must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected ulama, elders and beloved brothers. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't need time. Whenever we are sitting, whenever we are standing, whenever we are walking, whenever we are at air on our beds, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is needed. The ulama, they say the third kalima in the morning after Fajr Salah, and third kalima in the evening after Asr Salah till Maghrib time, then the Masnoon Duas is needed. The ilm is to differentiate what is halal for me and what is haram for me. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells me to do. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever, whenever he's coming out from his house, say Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his provision will make him easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the satans and the shaitans, they run away from him whenever he sees him. Just maznoon du'as. For these respected elders and beloved brothers, the creation, we are supposed to fulfill the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created a lot of things, a lot of creatures, a lot of animals. So as we human beings, we have rights of on one another, respected elders. Our rights, our Muslim rights, even the neighboring, if he's a non-Muslim, he has a right on us, respected elders and beloved brothers. Just imagine if you give two breads or three breads, someone who is very hungry, and give him again water to satisfy him, this one will lead you to Jannat. Just imagine. So our deen is the way of life. How our Nabi taught us, if we follow strictly and smoothly, there will be nothing difficult on this earth. Then Allah's reliance, we will get it, Allah's reliance, respected elders and beloved brothers. Nabi says something to this effect, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li'akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. He is not a true believer if what I need, I must give it to my friend, fellow friend. He is not a true Muslim. He's not a true believer. So whatever you need, you must love for your Muslim brother. For these respected elders and beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we do, anytime, everywhere, we must do for him, solely for him, not to show or to get a name or to be famous. Our niyat must be ikhlas always. Ikhlasu niyyah. At any given moment, we are supposed to correct our intention when we are doing. Then, while we are doing, we correct our intention. After we do, we correct our intention at any given moment. Just imagine a death, a half death. If you give with sincerity, and the whole world, whatever it contains, if you give for to get a name or to be famous, that half death that you give is more superior. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. And everything goes with intention. Whatever actions we do, we must correct our intention, respected elders and beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us. We are the ummati of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabuwad, he was the last one, our Nabi was the last seal. But the deen and the effort of the deen is still on our shoulder, respected elders and beloved brothers. That is why the Sahaba today, their graves is all over the world. It's not nothing, it's not for dunya, it's not for anything else. Is how can la ilaha illallah can be all over the world? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he sees someone not recited the kalima la ilaha illallah and he passes away, he used to grieve too much. So for these respected elders and beloved brothers, this is an opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We are the best nation. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. The best nation is we, the first nation to enter Jannat, is the ummati of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why are we the best ummat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us. We advise ourselves according to the shariat, according to the deen, according to the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then whatever is forbidden, whatever is haram, we just tell our brother, this is not permissible according to our deen of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was an incident, a day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was reading salah. While he was sitting, Abu Huraira just came in. Then he see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing, reading his namaz while he's sitting. Then when Nabi finishes, Abu Huraira, he asked him, "Oh Nabi of Allah, what's the problem today? What's happening? You are reading your salah while you are sitting." Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told, "Oh Abu Huraira, I am not sick, I am healthy, but what makes me to sit and to perform salah while I am sitting is al-jur. It is hunger." This is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khairu khalqillah. He was sitting with reading his salah because of the hunger. And today, me and you, if you check the fridges, it's full of dishes and so many things. We choose ourselves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "I need one day to be full and the other day to be hungry so that I can bow, cry to my Rabb so that he can sustain me, he can provide me." Ali radiallahu anhu, there was a day that his children, that's the grandchildren of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, they become sick. Two of them, Hassan and Hussein, they were sick. Ali and Fatima, they make a vow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Rab, oh Ya Allah, can you just cure for us our kids? Then when they become alright, we'll be fasting for 3 days." It was mal to amal. Then when the children become okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa, they start fasting 3 days. There's nothing in the house, no food in the house, nothing at all. So what they did was, Fatima radiallahu anha, she just went to a Jew, she just take a wool, belly of blue, she used to make for him so that she get 1 sa. It's less than even 1 kg of cake flour. She just makes that one for 5 chapatis or 5 rotis, in other words. When she makes these, Ali is fasting radiallahu anhu, Fatima is fasting radiallahu anha, Hassan and Hussein is there, and there is a lady who is working with them. There are 5 of them. They fast the first day. Then when Ali read Maghrib Salah with the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came to the house. He wanted to make iftar. When he comes there, there's only 5. Then Anili just knocks the door. Oh, children of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am a needy, I need something to eat today. He just talked to Fatima. Fatima, is there anything? She says there is 5 rotis here. She just gives out. And the whole of today they were fasting. They just give it out. The second day, it was just the same. Then a captive come. He say, I'm a captive, I came from the cells now. I have nothing, I need something. It was just the same. She make another 5. Then Ali just tell her, give it to her. The third day it was the same. An orphan come and he say, I am an orphan. I have no one to help me, so I need your help. They give him the 5 again. 3 days fasting without eating. This is the promise that they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were fulfilling that promise. The fourth day there is nothing to eat. They are not fasting. Hassan and Hussein, they are crying for hunger. Fatima is hungry. Ali also is hungry. For this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just came of us. وَيُدْعِمُونَ تَعَامًا عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Any action they do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals. They were just bargaining with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. For these respected elders and beloved brothers, we are supposed to give time. We are supposed to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The responsibility of the deen is on our shoulder, respected elders and beloved brothers. Inshallah ta'ala, who's making niyat for 4 months, inshallah ta'ala, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of which today is a Mubarak day, is the best day, is Friday, at the same time is Dhul Hijjah, at the same time is the best day of the week. Inshallah, let's make intention for 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalo. 4 months, inshallah ta'ala. MashaAllah, barakallahu feekum. Barakallahu feekum, Allah. 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give names, brothers, inshallah. Four months in the bath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. To look for the reliance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To change ourselves. To change the ummah. Four months in the bath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our elders, they say, there's 4 things that we are supposed to do. MashaAllah. 4 things. One is to save our iman, to increase our iman, to save, to increase, to call the people towards the iman. So inshallah, make niyat inshallah, 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hassan Hussein. 4 months inshallah, 4 months. Let's make niyat. Intention is the first thing. Wabuliyat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. Zakaria, 4 months. Why are you sitting? Stand up, boss. Give 4 months. Niyat, inshallah. See. Amen. 4 months, inshallah. 4 months is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalu. to gain Jannat, 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just imagine, if you make one guy the dust that reach on your feet and the smoke of the qiyamah, they don't come to nearby, forget about Jahannam. The dust that gets on your feet and the smoke of Jahannam, they will never come nearby, respected elders and beloved brothers. Let's give intention, inshallah, 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu.